Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Or just follow us.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
If you can make it no booze between 6 a.m. and 5 p.m. and Coke only on the weekends, I think I can hook this up for you.
Pretty much our agent right there, dealing with our company as we speak.
Is there any pushback on that?
That's the one. I think that's the that might be the one. But he said if we agree to those terms... No booze. Well, let me hear this again. What
is... Yeah, I think it's a good compromise.
Let me hear
I think the booze after 5 p.m. might be an issue.
If you can make it no booze between 6 a.m. and 5 p.m. and Coke only on the weekends, I think I can hook this up for you.
That's a sticking point. I think we want 4 p.m. I think we're the option to drink earlier than that. All right. Craig Evans in the house.
Maybe like one day a week.
Maybe.
We could have some day drinking.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, I'm good with five.
Yeah.
I can say noon on the weekends.
I can wait till five. Well, I didn't say that. I just said during the week.
Oh, is it? Did it say?
It just said no Coke. Only Coke. Coke only on the weekends. Can't do Coke during the week, right?
If you can make it no booze between 6 a.m. and 5 p.m. and Coke only on the weekends, I think I can hook this up for you.
Yeah, you can booze all weekend.
Okay.
You just can only do Coke on the weekend. When's Brockmeyer coming back?
Spring.
Cool.
Yeah.
Great show.
But only 8 episodes again.
I know. I'm watching that Loudermilk.
Short seasons.
And those shows are all really short seasons anymore, it seems like. Loudermilk's that way, too. It's about the end. It's a great show.
How many episodes left in The Orville?
One.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
We'll have the whole collection.
Yeah, I loved it. I love that show.
I will probably binge on that at some point.
Oh, you haven't seen all of them yet?
Have you seen any of them?
I watched them all.
I saw one.
I watched them all.
I saw the first episode.
It's just escapism for me for some reason.
It has to be just chock full of nods to Star Trek.
It is.
Because Seth MacFarlane is a big,
it is. But they have their own,
big Star Trek
it,
fan.
It does, but they have their, you know, it is. It's really good. It's really good. Craig?
Yes.
How you doing?
It was great. Stinkweed Pete writes in.
Oh. Bush, hear this.
This was, I know. I saw it.
You know what it is? Yeah.
You
still,
saw it?
I'm still not over it.
I'm still not over it either. It pissed me off.
It was on this date in Todd and Tyler Radio Empire history in 2016.
1 year ago.
Todd. A date which will live in infamy.
It wasn't.
According to Stinkweed
yeah.
Pete. Although we haven't mentioned the actual date that will live in infamy.
Earlier I mentioned Pearl Harbor, right?
Yeah. That's right. I guess you did.
He did.
4 hours ago.
Well,
this will live in infamy, too, but it probably shouldn't happen the same date. That one's probably bigger.
Todd suddenly and deliberately attacks the Empire by being surprisingly convincing in his heartless faking of an impending leg amputation. This was brought on by reportage of an On This Day in Todd and Tyler Radio Empire history in 2015, which was purported to be Todd's eager anticipation of a ski trip.
Hey, what happened?
Dick move.
Yeah.
And Stinkweed Pete says, Merry Christmas, calls us all a name that begins with an F. Love you all. Be good.
All right. Todd called us in before the show started and quietly said he's going to have, they might have to amputate, are going to amputate his leg. And with all the whining about the leg for the year before that, we assumed it was true because it sounded like it was true. That was the best acting. You're not a good actor. That was a great acting.
3 to 4 minutes, I think. He kept us thinking that he was going to lose his damn leg. Right. And they're like, nah, I'm just kidding.
I processed the whole thing in my head thinking, well, he could still do radio. I really did. I went from, oh, my God, that sucks, to, oh, my God, there are worse things in the world, but it's horrible. Oh, my God. Well, we'll
how does this affect me?
Thank you.
See, right. Honestly.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, he'll still be useful to me.
Right. Right. How long he let it go. I processed it all in my brain. He wasn't dying. Unfortunately, like I thought Craig was a couple years ago with the cancer situation, which we won't get into. Death scared the hell out of me. I did only think about you then. And then I thought about who the hell would be the news guy. That would suck. But Todd's process went real quick in my brain. Oh, that's horrible. God, that's so bad. My buddy's, this sucks. I can still do radio. But he was a dick. He lied. He just said, no, I'm just kidding.
I'm not going to lie. First thing in my brain when he said that was, man, I got some really good segments from yesterday when we were making fun of him about anticipating his ski trip. I probably can't replay those, can I?
Oh, you're right. That whole bit would have went away. Making fun of Todd's accident would have went away forever.
Yeah.
You'd have that going for you.
Shut us up.
You'd be one-legged, but you said it was from the knee down, too. We were real specific about it to us.
Yeah, I think I was.
Yeah, it was brutally harsh.
I don't think
we deserved that. I really don't think we deserved that.
I think you did.
I don't think we did.
No, I don't think we did.
I don't think we did.
Maybe not, but I know I was having a...
That was brutal, because, that'd be like Craig saying, I got throat cancer. No, I don't. Because, why I felt about that. That's why I don't think we deserve that.
I still maintain that if one of the rest of us had the traumatic injury, you would jump on the what happened bandwagon, too.
Oh, of course you would.
You would.
Reverse
the situation.
Of course
you would.
Of course you would.
Well, yeah, it's just the
we
mob.
Did not deserve that.
It's the
we
mob
did not
mentality.
Deserve the leg bitten cut off.
You're right. That was a pretty rough period. You go through up and down. You get a little PTSD.
I understood that. You didn't have to do that to us.
The injury wasn't recovering at quite the rate I thought it would.
Hey,
there was a
happened?
Lot of frustration going on, and then you piled on the day before, and then I thought, wow, I'm going to lay this on.
Yeah.
Dick move.
Yep.
Yeah, it kind of was. So a year later, I'll apologize for it.
Nah, screw that.
Yeah.
Reminds me of that now.
But there was a chance.
There was a great
early on.
Speaking
that could have really happened.
Speaking of that, there was a guy. I mean, it's the same. You don't need to watch this show, but you've seen a zillion shows where somebody has a falling out with their parents or grown parents. I mean, you're a grown person, and they come back and see you, and they always say, "Why are you here? I don't want to see you."
Right.
And then the person always says, "What?" in those movies. I'm dying.
That's right.
I'm dying.
Yeah,
okay. So Loudermilk, Ron Livingston's character, he runs in. His old man shows up out of nowhere. His old man's just a piece of crap. He parties too much and drinks and has a good time. And he goes, "Dad, what are you doing here, man? All these years I haven't seen you, and now you show back up." And the dad goes, "I'm dying." And he pulled off like a typical movie. He goes, "Nah, no, I'm not, because I'm healthy as a horse. I'm drunk. Let's go party." So I thought about Todd doing that leg crap. I remember that. It was a great scene because it was so perfect, such a phony scene.
Now, you're going to
have tibial plateau fractures. I saw J.J. Watt was walking the other day.
Yeah.
And he had one of those canes with the bronze lion head on it.
Oh, you should have got that.
Yeah, he was styling.
Yeah.
That's not a cane. That's a pimp stick.
That is a pimp stick.
Flying in a private plane.
Was you? Yeah. You didn't get that.
None of that.
I actually saw them show some video of him walking, and there was a real close-up of his knee and the scar, and I thought, oh, Todd would be interested in this. I should send this over to him.
Mm-hmm. Did you?
No.
No.
Lost interest in the backswing.
Yeah. I thought it. I didn't actually do it.
And it really is the thought that counts, though, isn't it?
It is the thought that counts.
It's just as good as getting the picture.
Well, right. The problem was
it is a thought that counts.
I saw the video on TV. To send it to Todd, I would have actually had to go and find a link and then text it to him. And it's not
so it was thoughts and prayers without prayer.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
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 I saw
it. Worthless either way.
Did you?
His scar was different than yours.
Yes, it was.
It was on the side of his leg.
Story that's been sent to me more than once. And you will figure out why, because I believe this is out of Milwaukee. 38-year-old gentleman Stephen Adams has been working as a funeral home director for a couple of years after taking over the father's business at
the
Adams Sons funeral home in Milwaukee.
I'm reading an email here. Okay, it made me chuckle. Sorry, I was distracted for a second there, Craig.
Carry on. So the son, he's taking over the funeral home from his dad, right?
In Milwaukee. Yeah. There was an investigation quickly led to Mr. Adams as a main suspect. A warrant was issued to search his homes where authorities found a makeshift sex doll in the basement. The suspect confessed to using a saw to cut limbs off of cadavers.
Oh, no.
Oh. Blah, 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 yakety schmackety.
Oh, Frank. Oh, man, he made a human sex doll?
No.
What?
It's not true.
Oh, good. I'm glad it's not true. Who made it up?
Fake news.
Onion?
Where did the fake news come from?
No. It was a fake news website
like
that is made to look like ABC News.
Oh, that's brutal.
Okay, so it wasn't a satire. But you got to separate this. You got to explain this to people.
Onion is actually funny.
Onion is a satirical news site. It's not a fake news site. Fake news sites are designed to specifically
fool people. And hurt people,
They pass it along like it's real information. We know the Onion is not real information. It's a joke.
And it's funny, too.
The story is fabricated, but at least another website that uses fabricated stories, the Worldwide Weird News, cited this as a legitimate source.
You see the cycle ever coming around where people are going to trust the media? I mean, it's been eroded quite a bit.
You know what?
I don't know how they're getting them back.
I think
I don't get back. I mean, I trust a lot of media because I investigate a little bit.
If we have leadership that stops saying fake
you.
News,
that's killing. That is the total reason. Don't deny that.
Faith in the media.
He's winning that battle with a lot of people.
He is
for 2 years now. It's fake. And you'll read that if you do read any Trump backers, and there are very few far between anymore on Facebook, but you'll see them, and they will just say that's fake, and they move on. They don't care, and it's the truth.
Yeah, but that's a love-hate relationship he has going with him. He needs them.
Of course he does. That's all he's got
to be his punching bag.
Right. Well, and the problem is,
and it's working for him. He's very good at that.
Did you see the new tax bill? By the way, will eliminate coal jobs. That was out. That leaked out.
Well, and half the problem...
It'll devastate the coal employment industry, they said.
Half the problem with crying fake news is that people in his own party down the line have started adopting that and throwing it out there as well. So it's starting to proliferate. But it's going to... I have to think that it'll come back the other way if we have a leader who stops saying it.
Yeah, we will. I mean, eventually, we will have another leader, no matter right or left. It'll be a leader that actually believes the news.
No, the media is a good thing. We need the media. There are good people reporting the truth.
Exactly. Yeah. Eventually, that'll happen. But it ain't happening now.
Somebody has to call BS.
Now, there's a great Onion headline of the day I just read, too. It was just showed a young guy about 40-something, about 40 years old, dude. Typical-looking, regular white-looking dude. And it said, man with three kids thinks he'll be a great father someday.
Walmart is changing their name.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
That's more fake news.
No. Walmart's changing their name.
Why would they change their name?
To the Waltons?
No. Walmart is changing their name.
Are they taking out the hyphen?
Yeah, that's one thing. I mean, they're still Walmart.
Two L's?
They're still Walmart.
But they're
not going to be Walmart stores anymore. They're just going to Walmart, and they're taking out the hyphen. So technically changing their name, Walmart's changing their name to Walmart.
They're changing the spelling.
And technically the name, because technically right now the name is Walmart Stores.
Well, see, I never hear anybody refer to them as, well, I'm going to the Walmart store.
Okay, but what people refer to it as and what their name actually is two different things. So they're changing their name to Walmart and taking out the hyphen. You might not know how to find them anymore.
When you pull in the parking lot.
Yeah, right. Although it'll be hard to find. Walmart.
Well, speaking of parking lots, I saw a fake story yesterday. I hope it's fake, but if it's not, it's still a great. It was somebody forwarded to me in Messenger, and I want to bring it up in case you don't check social media, because I also thought it. Even I don't know if it's happened or not, but it sounds like it's something that could happen. And I don't think it's alarmist, although I told my wife about it. She goes, that's probably fake. I said, yeah, fake or not, just be careful. You get in your car in a parking lot, and you start it, you look in the rearview mirror, and there's a piece of paper on that.
I've seen
on the windshield. Yeah. Now, it sounds like it would work. And he says, the first thing you're going to do is put the car in park, or leave it in park, get out, and take the paper off the back windshield, the back window. It's just a square piece of paper.
How's it stay there?
It's just somebody's just slapping it on there.
With some tape or
no,
something?
No, you're sitting. You're sitting. The car's parked. So
in
as
the back window.
It just you'll look in the rearview mirror when you get in the car. You always look in the back window. You always look in the rearview mirror, and you see a piece of paper there. So they're betting you get out of the car to pull the paper off before you take off. As you get out of the car, people run, get in the car, and take off.
Yeah.
And they the car jacket.
The car jacket. Yeah.
Now, fake or not, it sounds like it would work. So I would pay attention to that. High beams, me, people shoot you, that kind of crap. Yeah. This one seems like it would work.
I think we've mentioned this one, haven't we?
I don't know. I just saw it yesterday.
I'm pretty sure this is a BS story.
It is, because here's what Snopes is saying.
What are they saying about it? Has it worked?
No. Claim. Parking lot carjackers are placing flyers or $100 bills on the windows or windshield, back windows of automobiles.
Back windows, right.
And then taking the cars.
As you go out and get
when
it.
When the drivers step out of their vehicles, that is false.
Right. But you think I bet you it's happened, though.
False.
You would have to do it on a vehicle that has a windshield wiper on the back window.
To make sure, for the $100 bill to make sure
it stays
there.
Yeah, in order for it to stick
there.
For anything to stick there. Right. You can't just put a piece of paper on the back window and it stays.
You lick it.
If you say so.
That's a cure-all for everything, right?
Well, I know I'll stick around.
Let me lick that. I thought it was worth bringing up just in case it's true. So it doesn't bother me. I'm just saying if it is, Yeah, it's true.
This one has been going around since
2005. All right.
But this is the first I've heard of it.
Yeah, me too. I'd never heard of it either. That's
There's
why
a story
it out there. Yeah.
From 2005 about this.
I thought we mentioned this before.
And then another one from 2015, and then a couple from this year.
I think carjackers just walk up and tap the window with a gun and say, get the hell out, right, usually?
Yeah. They're not that clever.
No.
More direct.
They don't need to be.
No.
If you got a gun...
Pharmacies in the United Kingdom, in England, will be selling Viagra over-the-counter next spring. Now, you may have heard me mention this about four times earlier, but there's actually a story with this that we never got to.
Did we get sidetracked?
No. Okay, yes.
Yeah. And by the way, real quickly, somebody, before we sidetrack you again, I'll stop you right now. Somebody sent an email saying it's $7 at a truck stop. And that's what John Voight's character did. That truck stop stuff can,
And Lamar Odom.
You're right.
Yeah, that's not
Stay away from that crap, man.
Yeah. Don't buy your pharmaceuticals at the truck stop.
I don't know what the ingredients are on that, but it's not Viagra.
No, it's not good.
Pharmacies in England are going to be selling Viagra over the counter in the spring.
I thought I heard this story.
But there's a town in Ireland's Cork County where they make Viagra, and they say that the fumes from the nearby Viagra plant have an arousing effect on the male population. The villagers claim that even their dogs roam around in a state of arousal.
Did you Snopes this one?
Yeah, did you?
I'm getting to this.
Okay.
Some of the villagers say... We've been getting these fumes for years now, for free. It's amazing the number of people who come to this village, perhaps out of curiosity, and then never leave.
Irish boners everywhere?
Yes.
There they just call them boners, right?
I hope so.
Hanging right above your potatoes.
Local Sadie O'Grady.
Sadie O'Grady.
This has to be fake.
That's where it's fake.
Yep.
That's where you're losing me.
Says that some gentlemen with problems in that department, for them, it can be a blessing. Her daughter, Debbie O'Grady, says, one whiff and you're stiff.
Yeah, this is fake.
Oh, so why would the daughter know that? Because Daddy O'Grady comes home? Takes care of Mommy O'Grady.
Yeah, that's the only dude she's ever seen. Jeez. And she could easily be a woman of majority age.
Right.
Now, the company says the stories are just an amusing myth. However, these stories really have been circulating for years.
Is any of that true? Do they actually manufacture Viagra in Ireland?
Yeah. This story, there is one for you, one for me. Yes, this story actually is true in the sense that the town, at least some of the people, believe that this happens.
Don't you imagine the big bell ringing at 3 or 4 when we all get off work and everybody's walking out with like brown khakis on with chubs?
Well, at least half the guys.
Everybody
at
working
least half the people.
Well, everybody working there has got a boner.
Assuming that half the people that work there are women.
Khaki tents everywhere.
I just don't see a lot of fumes being emitted when you're manufacturing medicine.
It's chemicals.
Well, what the hell do you know about manufacturing medicine?
Yeah, that's true. It's chemicals.
But you don't hear of they're making a lot of opioids in this town, and people are walking around just loopy as hell.
You don't.
Yeah, I mean, when people are making meth, can you get high just smelling meth? Yeah, I mean, not sniffing it, obviously.
You would think there might be some sort of regulation about making sure that the fumes that would come out don't have enough drug in them to have an effect.
Sure.
I just love a cool little Irish village with dogs and boners, cows and boners, Irish guys and boners, all walking around.
Of course you are.
Yeah, thank you.
If breathing the fumes from the plant
were
effective, you'd have a bunch of guys
just hanging out there,
crushing up Viagra and putting it in a bong and smoking it.
Or just guys go, hang on.
Or is that just me?
Hang on a second, Maggie. Guy hops in his car, drives down, sniffs the plant, and comes back. I'm ready to go.
I got
to
go get some fresh air.
Oh, Maggie O'Grady.
Sadie.
Here's my potato.
Sadie O'Grady.
That's your sister.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.